Meanwhile, I got a girl that's bad. But she don't understand my ways. Arguing days after days after days.
Well, I can do it. You gotta love me or leave me alone.
Love me or leave me alone.
And live from the highbrow room, it's Sleep Time's Over with DJ Zach Morris and Jaylene.
Wait a minute.
Come on, Juicy J, really? It doesn't get you pumped up? Come on, you're not a millennial, but I'm not either.
Yes, welcome. We're now the older people.
Yo, right. You know, so the song was the shit.
Okay, so if you haven't figured it out by now, this is the woman that I mentioned before the break. Katrina, how you doing? You weren't known as, first of all, Katrina on the show. You wanted a fake name. I just want to let that know that you want to be known as Erica.
I only did that because I was on the... You know, on those social media apps, and I didn't want any...
Tinder.
Yes, I was on Tinder. Yeah. Fucking bring it up right now.
That's right.
Sorry.
That's
yes.
right.
Yes.
Katrina's on drink. What is it now? Drink
what?
69. What drink are we on right now, Katrina?
68 and a half.
There we go. Well said. So, last year you were on the show. You were a single gal. You're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Exactly. And... what has transpired, let's just go with it, from 2018 to now? What is happening?
Well, I had set my my rules for dating, right? Can't be a Seahawks fan, can't be a Bears fan, has to like sports in general.
Yes, that's a big factor.
Yeah,
yes.
And yes. Has to like hip-hop. But, I mean, my boyfriend now...
Yes, congratulations, everyone. She's got a boyfriend. Congratulations, yes. Rentone.
Okay, I mean, it's only going on like 3 months here, so we'll see.
Oh, it's been 3 months.
We'll see how it goes. But yeah, let's just...
But that was the thing that you brought up last year where you had it's good to have these like these prerequisites.
Yes.
Right? Because you're into sports.
I mean, when you're older, I get it. Some people say there are like things that matter and things that don't. But for me, as an individual, like when I'm dating someone, they don't have to like the same teams as I do. They don't have to like sports, but they have to appreciate that's what I do on Sundays
right.
when football is happening. Right?
I totally understand that, right.
And so my boyfriend right now, he is a broken-hearted San Diego Chargers fan. San Diego, okay?
Okay.
So it's a little difficult.
But he does watch football, though.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what San Diego means? The root of that?
San Diego. Like how...
Too easy. Sorry, Wills. Forget it. Forget
Anchorman
it.
When
Anchorman
he's like...
Anchorman, I got it. Yes, forgot
oh
it.
Oh, my God. Aaron didn't get it. Aaron did it?
I just asked you the question. So, what are you, as far as the past year, you were having trouble even finding a guy that likes sports, which was bizarre.
It's really
very
hard
bizarre.
Because I feel like a lot of these guys on the island are, like we discussed last year, are temporary. They
yeah.
don't like sports, or if they do, they're only here till August, or, we're going to date till you leave.
Right, and where are they going? That's fine. Why are they temporary? Because they follow a certain genre that's always a favorite for all, the military guys.
All right, we're gonna go there already, right?
Because
we're
gotta
go
establish
there.
That because there's a lot of issues with these guys.
We're gonna go there. Already,
so what
right?
when you're on these dating sites, why is it that you see mostly them on there?
Do you want me to sound like a racist person right
well,
now?
Well, at this point, really.
I mean,
but
we already discussed this. I only like white guys. I only like white guys.
Yes, yes. So, but let's look at it. It's not.
That's
not racist.
Racist.
It's not racist. But it's just what
you prefer. Right? The Hawaiians are chiming in. So it's fine. It's your preference. You like the said Haole gentleman. Like sports. Like hip-hop.
I like how you put right. gentleman on the end. Go
I'm
ahead.
Trying to keep it clean. Mm-hmm. And hard time finding this, right? You're not finding this. So what's been going on as far as, like, how many guys did you date within this past year that you were trying to figure it out? Like, was...
You were going to put me on blast like that.
Yes.
We're talking about the year. I have dated a handful of guys, and, you know, they are what I'm attracted to. However, they are military or here temporarily. But the guy that I'm currently dating is white and military. However, he isn't really into sports. And there's kind of things that you, like, I've learned that you kind of bend, you know? Like, he yeah. doesn't... I told him the other day, I was like, hey, UFC is on. I'm going to do this on Saturday. And he's like, oh, well, why don't we go to the beach? I was like, no, Silva is fighting next Saturday, and this is what I got to do. And if you can't, I don't know.
No, you have great valid points.
Am I being fucked up person because that's what I like, you know?
You see, Katrina, I don't think of you as that because you have interests that you are passionate about.
I'm very passionate about...
There's nothing
about,
wrong with that.
Okay, if the Dodgers are in the World Series...
Okay. Oh, it's a cougar. Okay, like a
perfect
panther?
Perfect example, right? I had a guy that was... I am not kidding you, ladies. He was like Channing Tatum equivalent. But he was a Yankees fan.
He was a Yankees fan. Where was he from?
I don't fucking
military
remember.
Military guy.
Well, anyways,
here, right?
He was a Yankees Hollies. Fan. And I'm like, well, I have to watch the Dodgers because they're going to make it to the World Series. You know, I don't want to talk about that. But, you know, he got really upset that what? I didn't want to go to the beach with all his
bros.
Group of friends with work, yeah. you know, because I wanted to watch the World Series. I was like, what kind of fucking friends? What kind of friends do you have?
Right.
It's like the World Series fucking playoffs. Like, you know... Sorry. I'm sorry. I'll try. But that's what I'm saying.
Right.
You know...
It's bizarre. Because I've told you this throughout that... Because I know a lot of guys that just like sports. It's just amazing that you can't find a guy that doesn't like
he
sports.
He doesn't not like sports, but he's not into it. And
it's the World Series, right? You got to watch World
flexible.
Series.
My boyfriend is now flexible about
right.
it.
Okay. Music
that
taste.
Matters.
What about the music taste, though? What's his music taste?
He's 36, so I appreciate that he doesn't like this Cardi B bullshit or the Teriyaki 69 kind of shit.
Right.
Whatever his name is.
That's
right?
A blow.
Like, I don't like that. I don't like that.
I think like, you're the first female to say 69 on the show. Congratulations. I've been trying to push hard.
Who cares about that guy? Anyways, but he's older, so he likes the old school DJ Quick, Too Short kind of shit. Like, who doesn't like that stuff? Bone Thugs. Come on, he put Bone Thugs on the radio when we first started dating. That's a big deal.
Let's go. Okay, so he at least appreciates that kind of stuff, right?
Yes, that's a big deal.
So big traits, the big factors checked off.
Millennials like that bullshit, the 21 Savage. Who is that?
Man, get the fuck out of that shit, man. Come on. So
I'm confused. Sorry.
But okay, so 3 months. Where did you meet him?
Okay. I met him on Tinder.
Yeah. You swipe. How do you do that? You swipe left.
Swipe right.
There we go. Okay. So yeah. Then, what was the conversation? What was the initial conversation you guys had?
So I guess nowadays, I guess what people don't understand is that when you're on a social media platform for dating. It's all about the conversation, right? Because if you don't put in the effort, if they're like, YUD, it's like no one in their fucking 30s is saying YUD. They're saying, how was your day? How was work today? You know, and he did that. Not like YUD, where you at, or WYA is what whatever the fuck they say
where
nowadays.
You at? Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Following along. Okay, but that's good because he's an older guy. So that's the thing.
Exactly.
Because do you prefer older or same age?
No,
or younger?
Because I liked, unfortunately, I did like the younger guys. However, they were talking in this millennial talk. I didn't know what it was like.
Got it. Yep.
I told you in our previous interview that I went on a date where a guy was on his phone. Like, are you kidding me?
Right.
We're on a date right now. You're checking your effing Instagram?
Right.
Really?
Pay attention to me, bro.
Maybe I'm that boring.
That's a louder
Maybe
one.
I'm that boring, but like, you're on a date.
But you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
1,000,000% agree. Okay, so this is the guy, 3 months in. Where is he right now? He didn't make his way here?
He's in the military. Thank you, Trump. So he is busy setting up for military duties. He's going to be on the field, so he has some duties to do.
What division is he? Is he?
He's in the Army.
Okay.
He's a mechanic, so they got some big boy machines to take care of
tanks,
before the vote. Thanks, like Trump. Yeah.
Jeeps.
Okay. One of those.
Got it. Well, I mean, it's a great ending. It's a great little happy ending of the year for you, because of all this that you're dealing with. Because I know what you're. It was tough dealing with trying to figure out, you know, how to find
these
guys.
You know, and he didn't send me a dick pic. That was good.
Really?
Yeah. Thanks, babe. If you're watching this, thanks, babe. Appreciate that. No, we talked about that and. We, you know, every girl can appreciate a dick pic when it's the right timing. He never sent me one because he's a motherfucking gentleman.
Ooh.
Thanks,
a
babe.
A motherfucking gentleman. So then what won it over for you as far as like date one, date two? Like, was it just being a nice guy, chivalrous?
To be completely honest, for all the gentlemen watching, almost 33-year-old here, my name was Erica, by the way, just keep a conversation, you know? Like, if you can keep texting a girl these conversations, these sentences, if you can keep that up face-to-face, then high five. But if, you know, some people are so dependent on their phones nowadays, you know? And when you're up on a date, and if a person can't keep a conversation without their phone, it's sad. It's so sad. And he could do that. Yeah, exactly.
That's a new one.
Yeah. And he did that. You know, he kept a conversation. I mean, it's a big deal. Look, people understand dating nowadays is all about communication.
That is very true. That's
and
right.
Free food.
Girl just wants to eat.
Girls just want to eat.
That's very true.
Girls just want to eat.
Communication is a thing. Well, it's a happy ending. Bottom line, all the best to where this goes. We don't know, but it's going well. This guy's got all the traits you like. So let's go with it, right?
Yeah.
1 week at a time.
You can ask me next year how it is.
We'll see if we can make it for the fourth annual. But gosh, this is like such a therapeutic kind of show. Yeah.
I really want to give hope to people who think that apps don't work. Because I met my boyfriend on Tinder.
And in 2019, it's fine. I mean, we got to look at it. It's 2019. This
no
what
dick
happens.
Pics.
Right.
Conversation.
Right. That's it.
And free dinner for like 3 weeks. So, I mean.
Girl got to eat. Yeah. It's fine. LOL. Fine. Good piece of meat. Good. Exactly. No carbs, though, huh, Katrina?
Ike's sandwiches.
Ike's sandwiches?
Ike's. Alan Wong's sandwiches.
Alan Wong's egg
you
sandwiches.
You have not been to Ike's Sandwiches at Alamana.
Ike's Sandwiches. Is that in the food court? Where's this? And what they got over the
oh
big
God,
egg sandwiches?
Oh, God. Why
sandwiches?
You got to bring it up like that? I'm from Southern California. Really?
Is it Southern California chain?
No, don't bring that up.
It's a Bay Area. Well, you said it. I'm just saying. I don't know. It's Ike's.
It's from the
I'm
Bay.
I'm a fan of the egg sandwich. What do you want in an egg sandwich? What's like the key ingredients
no,
to this?
No, Ike's.
Who said egg sandwich?
You Some heard eggs.
I'm hungry. I didn't eat. Hey, a guy got to eat. All right? Let me tell you this. Ike's egg sandwich, ham sandwich, I don't care what it is. Grilled cheese sandwich. Ike's, you tell me what they got over there. Let me get it.
Let me just confirm.
Shout out Earl Pine McKee, by the way.
Sandwiches. Yes.
for your sandwich needs, Earl Kaimaki.
Can I make a personal? Can I make a personal shout out to the guy who owns Earl's? High five! The Lakers are gonna make it to
That's right.
Yes, that guy is a brilliant man.
Got it. Brilliant. All the way. So with this, shout out to the Lakers for this relationship segment.
Oh my God. He just said shout out to the Lakers.
Yes, because when it all comes down to love, it just comes down to the Lakers. Katrina, thank you very much for being on yet again. Let's take
sorry
a break
if
before
I
something
you.
Happens. It's great. You can say fuck
thank
whatever you,
you.
Want.
Thank you. I'm let's sorry that bored you.
Let's take a break. Sleep time's over.
Thanks.
Sleep Time's Over, we'll be right back. Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
You notice the sound of this is like more like vibrant here for something? Like, yeah. Why is that the case? Do we know?
I have a whole separate speaker just for sound effects, and then the music will be in the other one.
Wow.
You actually had an answer for that. Okay, that's great. We're back. Once again, the Stat Boy, Sommelier, Sky, yes. A couple news and notes before we continue on. As far as the next week's guests and the month of March, next week is going to be the industry night. We're going to have people from Nobu's going to be here. People from Encore Saloon will be here. Also, next month is going to be rapper Punahele is going to be here. We got Alex from Pinging the Lady.
Yep.
He's on there. Oh, yes, right. We got that. I also, here's a surprise, I emailed Jay Moore. The comedian Jay Moore. Are you a fan of Jay Moore?
Yeah.
He messaged me back.
Ooh.
So if you guys don't know, he's Jay Moore. He was on SNL, Saturday Night Live. He has a sports national radio show. He's in town, Blue Note, for
nice.
In March. So he messaged back. So he's a hip-hop guy. He's a sports guy. Perfect.
Perfect
you know Jay
voice.
Moore?
Yes.
He might be on this show, ladies and gentlemen. So we got. He messaged me back.
Okay.
So he said, "What up?" So that means something. So we got.
Okay.
So on top of that, we also have the Sleep Time's Over shirt that is a new design. We got the Take Time, Waste Time one. It's in. We'll put this up here with the women's tank. We also have Katrina. I think we'll get one if she's still sober. And we're gonna have the men's shirt, $25. $25 a shirt. Anything else news we want to bring up?
About the shirts?
Yeah. Anything else?
Hit us up. We got all sizes, men's.
Right.
Large, extra large. We got all sizes.
Women's, right? Small,
ladies,
medium.
Tank tops.
I think so, right?
So hit us up directly on Sleep Times Over IG, Facebook. You know.
That's pretty much it, yeah. So Instagram. Oh, Patreon subscribers get 10% off? Right.
Nice.
So I got that. I got to do the 1991 mix.
We have the 1991 mix.
Jaylene, you're going to be making a mix. You're talking about doing a... mixing the music. You going to be doing that?
If I can find the time, yes.
Okay, right. She's busy, everyone. All right, yeah, that means no, right? All right. Let's get to even more fun here. Our next guest... I don't really know how to... the thing that drew me to her was she's got one of the funniest Instagrams I've seen it in a while from a female, and it's the funniest thing. And we're going to discuss this, and it perfectly ties into what we are doing for this Valentine's Day show. A lot of stuff's going to be had. She goes by the Instagram name, Your Local MILF X. If that doesn't draw you in, let's bring on our next guest, Princess. Let's go. Right, that's like that was a good choice there. Did we choose that?
That was a great choice. He did some research.
Well done. I'm so over this tie right here. I'm sticking this in.
I went for you.
Princess, you're gonna wear this tie, right?
Yeah, of course. It's the most clothes I've worn all day.
Let's
put this on.
Two buttons?
Okay. You want a super sound?
Now I look like I'm from Vegas. All right.
Did you work out?
Yeah. Do you dip, bro?
Okay. Who looks like a bigger douche, you or me? can bleep that out.
We will maybe not bleep anything out of this one, but thank you very much for joining us.
Of course, thank you for having me.
I tell you what, let's get right to this. Okay, so your Instagram is just hilarious because what you do on the IG story is okay. Well, let's back up a little bit and let's go into pretty much the profession and everything that you are. You have a busy life. So what is it that you do?
What don't I do?
Exactly.
That's hard. So first of all, I'm a single mom.
Yeah.
My daughter is 2. She's my world, and then some. I'm a full-time student.
Yeah. What are you studying?
Secondary ed. You can call me Miss Princess.
Wow.
Teacher.
Oh, no, teaching. Oh, yeah, keep it coming. Oh, what were you saying about teachers? Oh, one more time. Say it louder for the people in the back.
Just quiet now. Shut it all down. No blood flow. No.
A freelance model on the side, and my main income is from dancing.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So, that engulfs you. But the thing that is the comedy that you have is what you do when the kids go on the IG story, and as we talked about earlier with the ball pics, the dick pics, you know, cervix pics, whatever you want to do.
My favorite. You would be surprised.
Kidney pics, liver pics. So they're sending you all these things.
Those are worth money.
You get hundreds of these weirdos that they're just going to be sending you this stuff, and they're like sending you messages of just bizarre, like how much costs for you?
Yeah.
And like all this kind of crap. And then what you do is you put them back out there and you put them all on blast and you show them, how come you doing this? You should talk this to your wife. And it's hilarious. It's just amazing. And when did this start to finally get to a boiling point with all of this that you're like, you know what, I'm gonna put all these fuckers on.
So oddly enough, my Instagram has only been active since August of 2018.
Oh, wow.
What is that?
Okay.
6, 7, 8 months?
Right.
So, yeah. But it initially started as like a work Instagram, and the username itself came from customers, like just all sorts of customers.
Oh, okay.
The first thing they find out is that I'm local.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh my God, you're local. Yeah. And then they'll be like, wait, you had a kid? I'm like, yeah, I grew it inside me. And then they're like, wow, so you're a MILF? Tis I. So yeah, your local MILF. It's just easier than explaining to customers every single time, like, yo, here's my card.
It's comedy.
Yeah.
It's total comedy.
Exactly. So my entire Instagram actually started as a work page. And from it stemmed an excessive amount of photo shoots.
Yes.
And just, you know, men come with semi-nudity.
Right.
Men come with everything.
Oh. You
don't even have to
do
that.
You're telling me.
You can be fully covered and they'll still come.
I picked up my coffee today on the way here and I couldn't walk in without being stopped. Like, okay, that sounds conceited, but it was really freaky. I'm like, can I just get my coffee and go?
All right. So, okay, so when not even working environment, but just like all these messages, like it just keeps continuously coming in. And are these, you don't know any of these guys, right?
Obviously. No, usually not. Sometimes I get some really good ones. People who know me from high school but don't know me now.
Oh.
Yeah, once in a while I'll get those. Those are the best.
So yeah, we gotta get, what are some weird ones that you can think of off the top of your head here that just was like, come on.
Weird. So a lot of people, it's kind of like, you wouldn't assume this, but I guess it makes sense. A lot of people make fake accounts as females asking for like feet pictures or other pictures.
Oh.
I had this one guy recently, like maybe 2 days ago. He was asking for nudes, you know, and he was not a millennial, but he knows terms. He's intelligent.
Oh, old fuck.
He's with the times.
Okay.
I posted that on my story, and he reported it. Yeah, as like sexual nudity, like I was posting pornography. I'm like, honey.
Yeah. Well, okay. That,
let's be real here.
Okay, you brought up that I forgot. Exactly. Why are these guys doing that reporting thing? That's a whole other situation, right?
It's because so many reasons.
You know,
a lot of them are hiding things. I had this one guy today, actually. I posted him yesterday. Oh, what was he saying? I think that was a petting zoo. I don't know if you're keeping up, but he was like, at a lot of clubs, they let you touch this and that.
Oh,
and
yes.
I was like, honey, I'm not a petting zoo. No.
Yes, it's fantastic. You use the Use some other words in that one too, but that was next to Pennington. That was great.
Yeah, we'll just say that part.
It was wonderful.
But he replied to it today, and he's like, "Well, there goes the $300 I was going to spend on you." I'm like,
"Exactly.
$300 right? Comes and goes.
It's just
laughter for Avery. Instagram stories are for you.
It's just hilarious. It's just I don't even so." There's another thing that you do that's also comedy. Is like, well, of course, you're building your brand,
okay.
And you have a website. You can buy. You had shirts.
Yes, I do.
Pictures. But then the one thing that you just recently came out with, which is amazing, you have this commemorative coin.
Yeah.
So like, you know, you have a collector's coin.
Yeah.
Which is just like amazing.
A poker chip, it's, you know, one might say.
So and then the saying on this thing, this is great. So it's a single man's dream.
Yes.
A married man's nightmare. It's just a hell.
I would love to take credit for that, but it wasn't even my idea.
That wasn't your idea?
I give the guy free range. I was like, you know, let me know what shoots you like, and I'll throw you some pictures from it.
Yeah.
Let me know. And he sent it to me, and I was like, I'll take it.
Wow.
It's like, you're not wrong.
Is this out for a purchase now?
It is definitely out for purchase. Yeah, the link. Okay. Link in my bio. I think it's www.yourlocalmilfxcollectorcoin.com.
That's so hilarious.
Yeah.
How many of you just put this out? So these guys are probably just going nuts over this thing. They want this coin.
A lot of guys want to buy an entire collection for like poker chips. Wow. So that'd be cool. I mean, send me pictures of my face and other body parts on your poker table, please.
Unreal. Unreal. Yeah. Jamie, you got any questions? You want anything curious you wanted to find out?
Two questions.
Oh no!
Like, how do you handle all of this? You say you're a single mom. You're saying you're going to college. You, like, how do you manage all of this?
Lots of coffee. I don't know. I think one of my favorite sayings, and my mom laughs at me for saying this, but sleep is for the weak. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just have to, you know, pick and choose your priorities. And sadly, sleep is not one of my number one priorities majority of the time. Yeah, but I have the best professors, and a lot of them allow me to bring my daughter to class. I actually brought her to one of my exams on last week, Monday. Got a 95, just saying. It's true. We were watching The Incredibles. The Incredibles is a secret. All the answers were in The Incredibles. No, I'm just kidding. But my, you know, the owner of my job, he's really understanding. But most importantly, my family and my daughter's godmothers are always there. They live with me, my daughter's godmothers. So if I ever need to go out for an appointment or a run, you know, they watch her and I come back with food. And it's a fair trade, I would say. She's pretty easy. It's just, you know, it's kind of looked down upon to leave a two-year-old at home alone.
Just a little bit.
Not for you. To each their own. Yeah. I mean, I'm local. I was like, I would do it, but for some people. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just throw some baby on and she'll be good.
Yeah,
it'll
be fine.
My fridge is stocked. She's fine. Yeah. You won't starve in 3 hours. You can't reach the stove. Okay.
Yes, guys.
Just for me.
Exactly.
And then obviously you look amazing.
Thank you.
You're a mom. So how did you get that? I mean, obviously you probably worked out, but is there anything further to that, how you got your body back? And then also going back to your profession, is there any kind of training that you have to do or any kind of preparation that goes into what you do? I feel like, you know, you hear a dancer and you just think about the show, but you don't think about all the work that goes behind it. So if you could speak a little bit on that.
Yeah, definitely. So I was actually just talking to Freeze about this. Right when I gave birth, I was 163, which doesn't sound like much, but I'm 4'10". So it's just morbidly obese. pregnant. Autocorrect. But yeah, you know, after I gave birth, I was... So in all honesty, for most of my pregnancy, I was in a deep depression. And I put on a lot more weight than I should have. And it was almost impossible for me to get off, like for it to shut off in the beginning. And that didn't help at all with the depression. But, you know, just I did. So my background is in gymnastics and ballet, 11 years of gymnastics, 9 years of ballet. And that transfers to work, too. But because of my body type, that helped burn a lot of the weight. I think I was down to 145 8 months after I gave birth and I started dancing. And I look back at pictures now, and I feel like I wasn't happy with where I was, but I was settled for it at the time because, you know, just the place I was in, I needed the money. Settling, yeah. Just the last time I settled at that. But, yeah, so, you know, just a lot of, I mean, I work 4 days a week, 5 hours a night, and it's basically like constant conditioning and lifting, heavy lifting. So the poles that we work on are 18 feet, and I climb that at least, you know, 20 times a day, a night. And then just trying to keep an active lifestyle lately, like super, you know, today. Today I actually started training MMA.
Oh.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend about it. I was like, well, we don't have a daddy with a shotgun, but we got a mommy with some biceps, so.
Married man's nightmare. Well, we tape the show at night here. Do you got to work tonight? I mean, like, what?
So today is, I'm actually off. I used to work Tuesdays, but I switched my schedule to Wednesday through Saturday.
Okay.
I feel like it's better for me.
And we forgot to mention that you were actually on stage for Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Just recently at Lowe Stadium with the Cardi B concert.
Yeah.
She was there. She had the pole's right there. And how was that experience?
I will never forget that. Honestly, it's something, it's the most amazing thing on my resume, in my opinion.
I had people contact
me through Instagram, oddly enough. It was all through Instagram. So, yeah, there's so much has happened because of my work and because, you know, like I was looking back at it today and just 2 years ago, I would have never dreamt like half of the things that I've done in the last year would have, you know, amounted to where I am today. But yeah, it was such a great experience. We got to meet Snoop Dogg. No, for everyone asking, I did not smoke a blunt with him. And other things, no. But we did not meet Cardi B, but we were, our dressing room was actually completely in the on the complete other side of the stage. So we were basically like in general seating when we like climbed out to go watch her. But of course I was climbing on it. I almost got thrown out. I was climbing on like the, what is this, the railing of the stairs?
Yeah.
Some lady, she was hammered, in my defense. She fell... I shouldn't laugh at this. She fell down about 8 stairs.
Wow.
She was fine. She got up. She was drunk.
She's a superhero.
Yeah. She's a superhero.
It helped.
Yeah, but they tried to blame it on me for sitting on the rail. I was like, there were two sides.
Oh, really?
There were two sides. But yeah.
Oh, okay. But you didn't get kicked out, though.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
They needed me. It was a great experience. And one of my personal photographers, one of my good friends, he had a media pass for the night, so he was shooting. I got a lot of great pictures from him, and a lot of my followers or people who've just been keeping up with me, they were there and they had VIP tickets, and so they had videos of it.
Many videos of this.
Many pictures. I wasn't expecting it. Oh my goodness, I cried. I honestly cried just seeing all the support. It was so amazing.
This is the brand, I tell you. It's this brand. You'll market it. You got this humor to the whole thing.
Thank you.
And you know the local weirdos, they just do it. The local creepers. They got nothing else to do, right? So they're going to be on Instagram and they're watching this and they're loving it and they're buying coins.
Yeah.
So unreal.
On the opposing side.
Trying to
get the coins
in the whale.
What is this, Australia? Okay.
Well, as far as the main deal that you do, I have to I guess reveal something to you that I didn't tell you beforehand, but me personally, I have never been to a strip club.
Same.
I've never been to 939.
What?
I have never been to any of these places.
What? That's okay, they have Scarlet for you. I'm just kidding.
I got the shirt, might as well. So I wanted to surprise you with this because I wanted to see like, okay,
you
what
brought
are
a pole.
The dudes. I was wondering, like, what is the do's and don'ts of this? How would you like as a person to not sell me on it, but get me to be like, you know, yeah, you know, I'm gonna go already? Because me personally, I just don't want to sit next to a bunch of Uji guys, right? I just don't want to having to sit next to these guys and then just deal with all of that rubbish.
Yeah,
that's the main situation.
Completely understand.
So what would be, as you see, the do's and don'ts of etiquette, being what do you do, what can you do, what can you not do?
So first of all, when it comes to picking a strip club, so each person, that's a different strip club, each person has a different taste. Some customers prefer the more up close, you know, some would say raunchy, others would say just more of a...
Not style.
939's a classy establishment.
Yeah, but I mean, some people. One of my favorite up close strip clubs, if you're looking for it, is Ballerinas, and it's a lot more interactive, I would say. Smaller.
Okay.
And then it goes. It's right next to Roxas, right above Roxas at that. So yeah, each strip club offers different things. You know, some don't serve alcohol, some serve food.
Oh, really? Some don't serve alcohol at all.
Yes. Yeah.
Interesting.
939, in my opinion, is the most professional and sort of gentleman's club strip club.
Okay.
So yeah, they're advertised as Hawaii's premier gentleman's club.
Shut up.
Freeze! I'm gonna ask you to leave.
Shout out Freeze! Shout out to our gentleman right now, DJ Freeze. We got a moment for DJ Freeze. He was, you know, he was on the stage many times. He was the DJ of the year for 2018, 2017, a year. And he. Oh, thank you. That's great. That's Photoshop. That's the skills this man has.
He's weird. Just kidding. Love you.
We planned this, bro.
Okay, I'll find that. Okay.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, Spells Made That? Okay, that makes sense. So anything else that we do? Is there a cover charge to get in for this?
So, per club, 939, I believe, is $8 for local or state ID, and then $11 for out-of-state or passport. But when you go in, you know, each club offers different things. There's private dances, stage tipping. You can buy ladies' drinks at some clubs. The biggest thing, in my opinion, that sets 939 apart from other clubs is that they have VIP booths, 10 booths at that, and it fits about 10 to 14 customers. But the tables that your drinks would be served on, the bottles that you can purchase, the ladies can do table dances at that. So that's $20 a song, and you'll just have a private dancer dancing on top of your table, you know, per song. Instead of having to go into the back, instead of having to go into the stage, in my opinion, like I said, that's more of a classier.
That would be better, right? Than yeah. Deal with these creepers.
Exactly. You choose your own creepers. Bring your own creepers.
Oh, wow.
BYOC.
That sounds scary. That sounds.
You want the scary thing? You're the scary thing. Dun, 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 dun. What'd you say? It was me? Kidding.
There we go. Yes.
Yes, the poles are unlike any other. Like I said, they're 18 feet. Most clubs have about 8 feet poles.
18 feet.
Yeah, two stories on top of the stage. Yeah. Oh
my god.
I dance in 9-inch heels, so I look average height.
Unreal. Exactly. Dillian, have you been to strip club?
I have not. I haven't been, but I was considering it. Like, women are beautiful, and I would love to go.
Of course.
Do you guys have women that come in?
All the time. And so that's, for me, that's like hit or miss. There are a lot of girls who will come in with their significant other and be really defensive, and the whole time they'll have their hand on the other person's lap or just like trying to sit on them. I'm like, okay. But there's other women that come in. I've had, you know, countless bachelorette parties. I had this one group of four women come in. I think this is my funniest female story. But there was two girls who have never been to the strip club before. They told the two of them that they're going furniture shopping at 10 p.m. and they believed it.
Yeah.
They believed it. And it's like, all right, well, you can't sit on me, but.
Thank you for the win. Jaylen, we're gonna go to this? We're gonna go to the establishment? All right. I said that when you were on the show, Free, so you're even going to that. We're supposed to go to Corey Love. Shout out Corey Love. That was a year ago. Gosh. What are you talking about right now? What's going on with you? What music are you talking about?
At the club.
All right,
I'm trying to get to the club. I'm trying to talk to this gentleman right here. Freeze, are you? Wait, are you free? Are you still? No, you're not. Okay, sorry. They don't want to. Oh, when did you leave there? While ago.
September.
Oh.
Okay.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
There you go. Get still.
Yeah. Hey, I got you.
What are you saying? Small kind.
Free cover. On me.
I got the flyer ready.
You got the flyer.
Slide into my DMs.
Free cover. Cover before never. Okay. All right. Fine. Fair enough. So what is the weirdest things that you've seen while working then?
Oh my God.
There's a ton of these things.
I'm gonna need some categories. I've seen the weirdest things. I've seen.
Let's go with it.
Recently, actually, what was it? Saturday, I threw a female out of the club, which is part of the reason why I decided to start training MMA. But I threw a female out of the club because she was just so hammered. She was schmammered.
Okay. All right.
But she kept trying to walk into our champagne room, which is our like VIP.
Oh, there really is. They call it that.
Champagne
okay,
because yeah.
we've had that for many years. Oh, is that secret deal? I don't know.
I mean, I hope Liquor Commission's not listening. But besides that,
they're not. So she's hammered, and what you?
She keeps trying to use the restroom in our champagne room, and like okay. This is the second time she came over, and so I called our bouncers over, and they're big men, they're big Polynesian men. Like, what are they gonna do? Excuse me, ma'am, can you leave? And what, she put your hands on her, and then she's gonna, you know, you're in a strip club, and a guy puts your hands on you. The girl's never at fault. Just saying.
Right.
Unpopular opinions, but so I just went over and I. Me being so, me, I basically dragged her out of the establishment. I mean, we'll just leave the rest for the imagination.
Wow.
But it happens more often than not. Girls do come in and they expect special treatment.
Don't know how to act.
Yeah. No.
Wow.
Yeah. My hustle. That sounds stupid. My hustle.
Yeah.
You know, I know what I'm worth. I know I'm going to get paid. And I don't make exceptions unless you're special.
Yeah.
And more often than not, you're not.
Wow. So then you got a lot of entitlement going on then. You got all these guys just thinking, women and men.
So a quote that I like to live by, and I recite probably more often than I should, is that a strip club is a luxury, not a charity.
There you go.
So if you're coming in, you're here to spend money, and you're here to pay my rent. And if you're not, the door's right over
there.
Get
out of there.
Yeah. You can go next door.
So then you deal with a lot of that. Then there's like all these cheap bastards. They're just walking in here and just thinking that, you know.
Yeah, dancing is not easy and it's not cheap. You know, my shoes are $100. My outfits are $100+. You know, I spend time doing my hair and my makeup, etc. I come into work expecting to get paid, and then again to work. You know, most clubs don't pay you to work. You pay them to work. You know, you're a independent contractor.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, so you set up the contract with them as an independent contractor, and you
in theory.
Oh,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So you're paying for your slots of when you're able to get in there.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So you don't. It's different, and then again, each club is different.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's never, you know, here's, like, thank you for working for us. Here is what we think you deserve. It's you get paid commission. You sell this many drinks. You get this many, somebody this many dances.
Yeah.
You know. Everything has a percentage. Tips, etc. Usually 100%. Some clubs aren't like that. Different states have different rules. You'll get paid out or you'll have a higher fee depending on where you're working. And yeah, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
So with all of this, and you're busy, you got to deal with all this rubbish, you know, you deal with all these weirdos. What is your take to, as we end out with the Valentine's show, what is your take in relationships? Like, do you even care at this point?
That's a hard point.
Right? Because you already have your daughter you got to deal with. Your school you got to deal with. Does that even cross your mind?
I would be lying if I said no. But I feel like, just working in the industry that I work in, seeing, it's basically like a working Tinder, you know, like a real life Tinder. The guys come in constantly. They know what they want. You know what you want. But 99.999% of the time, I'm there to work.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes a guy will catch my eye and maybe we'll exchange information, but more times than not, I'm just here to work.
Right.
So meeting me at the club, chances are you won't catch my eye in that sense. But that doesn't mean that I'm not interested.
Yep.
You know, it's just
it's a weird environment to do this.
It's hard. Yeah. So personally with my daughter, and I feel like a lot of single parents should really think about this. I'm not looking for somebody to replace her parent, her other parent, her father. I'm looking, if I'm dating, I'm looking for a boyfriend, not for a father for my child.
Yeah.
So it's for me, not for her. And a lot of people who don't have children who are looking to date someone with a child, they don't think about that. And you have to get past me before you can meet her. She's the real prize.
Of course, right. Exactly.
with school, I mean, school is school. Luckily for me, like, I always studied hard, and it always came easy to me. So now in college, it's just like I show up and I do bare minimum and get good grades.
To survive.
Thankfully. Right. Yeah, it's not the same for everyone. So, I mean, I would be lying if I said I wasn't interested again, but...
No need.
No need, but at this...
just do what you gotta do. You don't
do,
need
like, free
man.
Food.
Just do what you gotta do. Make the money.
Exactly.
Just make the money. As Ice Cube said, make that money, girl.
You can send your Valentine's Day presents to 939 Keomoku Street.
Yes.
Yeah, send it to Princess. Thank you.
Okay, there you go. See you right there. Venmo, bruh.
Venmo, your local... Cash App, Venmo. What else is there? Google.
PayPal.
PayPal.
Cash.
Yeah. Personal checks.
I mean, it's really... I mean, it comes down to like, what do you have desire to do it, whatnot. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
You got too much stuff going on. No
I
need to
yeah. But I also like to have fun. I like to do my own thing.
Well, yeah, but it's going to be bogged down, and, you know, you're going to be all pissed off, and it's going to piss you off.
I don't let it get to me.
IG story. Okay. Well, that's the thing. It's just... Jaylee, what do you think? What do you think she should do?
As far as just go overall, just keep going what she's doing, or...
I think she should continue to do what she's doing. Like, she seems like her mind is in the right place, and I think the right person will come. I know it sounds really cheesy and cliche, but someone who understands, you know, that you're not only a mom, you're not only a college student and a professional, but that you're a person and you're a woman.
Yeah.
And remember that first and foremost, like you were saying. So I think timing's everything. And I don't think you really have anything to worry about. I don't think you are worried. But no. But I mean, we're all human, you know, so sometimes that worry does come to us. But I think you're in a really great place, and I really admire you.
Thank you, so
know,
much.
It's really great to see a powerful woman like you.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
Your daughter's
thank
really
you.
Lucky.
Thank you.
Well done.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you need me like a wingman or something. Here's the thing. Here's the thing I forgot to mention to everyone. Best wingman, I think, for a woman.
Ooh.
Is a man. No, not a gay man.
No.
Who's a gay man? Go bring in the guys.
I completely agree.
He's a man.
I completely agree.
Because what happens is, this is the strategy. This is what I was going to do. It's going to be like a side gig I was going to do. It's going to be like a wingman.
Oh, my God.
So... We go in. I go in and I scope out who these guys are. I scope out who these guys in this bar. It's gonna probably be at a bar, right? So I'm gonna go in there and I try to talk story to these guys and see what their mindset of these guys are, and they'll be real because I'm a guy.
Yeah.
So they're not gonna play fake.
Yeah.
Right.
Trying to impress you.
Right. So then I'll be like, okay, I got my friend coming and she's gonna come meet me, da 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 da, and I'll just play it off, and then from there that's when I send you the message, be like, okay, maybe this guy, go try to talk to this guy. Maybe that guy with that guy, never mind. And you go down the line. And I'm telling you, it's gonna work.
I
still wanna try this.
I like it. Get like match sync up our Apple Watches and
we sync them up, sync it up. I say, where you stay? WYD. And then we go figure that out. And I'm just saying, okay? Please correct me if I'm wrong. I'm just saying I would go out there, I would scope out a said place. See who's there. If there's nobody there, I'd be just like, negative, get out of here.
Definitely.
Get out of here.
And the same thing vice versa. Oh. Can we not talk about money over here?
How much is this service? Because I hate it.
For food.
Well, for Venmo. No, I'm just saying.
You took EBT?
get paper.
Check my belts, but. Yeah.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm just saying. It's like, it's. It was always a thing. I think
I think it's clever.
We missed
like
the boat
that.
Maybe on this. We just.
What are you doing later tonight?
Well, we gotta go 939 maybe after this.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're off, right? No, you're not working.
You can still go.
We're not picking. We're not getting. We pulled that guy. Oh, there's Crown and Coke. Ain't no Crown in this Coke, man.
Junk.
We're not getting a boyfriend at 939. I'm sorry. We're gonna go to another
place.
Freeze? We went to the library.
The library.
7-Eleven. We'll pick them up. Pick up the Micronesians.
I sent you a checklist.
All right. Before someone gets sued, let's get out of here. Princess, I tell you what. You got the commemorative coin. You got the brand. You're busy. You got it all figured out. And
thank you.
A lot of people don't, right? And that's to finalize this show of dating and love, whatever the hell that is, and just relations, communication, all of that. You know, just keep doing what you got to do.
Thank you.
To summarize,
Keep doing what you gotta do. If you gotta work, just keep working.
Yeah, yeah.
Things will happen. Things will happen. I'm available to be a wingman. Just saying. Yeah.
You have my Instagram.
All right. Thank you to Princess Jaylene.
Thank you guys for having me. Thank you so much.
Sleep time's over. And Scott, thank you, Scott. And Lord, back there. Libby, she got out of here real quick. Katrina, she's on bus somewhere. She's throwing up on the street. Someone clean it up after. Maybe she will. Let's get out of here. We're too late. Sleep time's over. Thank our sponsors. Earl Kai McKee, controversial guy. Let's talk about Square Barrels. Honolulu Club, 7th floor. It's the Kind Company. Cupcakes everywhere. Love is in the air. Let's go. Get out of here. Get out.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.